you're never going to grow unless you invest in yourself. And for me, that's what coaching was.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sid Charisse.
And I'm David Bosher.
And you're listening to Destroy the Hairdresser,
where we teach you to salon differently. By now, our listeners know that we recommend that salons go cashless. And with Aura Salonware, you can now accept only the payments you want. Aura Salonware is an integrated point of sale that accepts both card present and card not present payments. That means cards can be kept on file and clients can use Express Pay to get through checkout in seconds.
We also coach salons to go gratuity free, and Aura allows you to hide the gratuity line for those using this method of business. With Aura Salonware, you can future-proof your salon with technology. If you are interested in this type of profit maximization, visit aurasalonware.com/DTH to receive special discounts and promos.
Color inventory doesn't have to be so painful. There's finally a solution, and that solution is SalonScale. We have partnered with SalonScale to make this process more streamlined and simple. The SalonScale app will keep track of all of your color used down to the last drop, and it'll give you a suggested color order list whenever you need it. No more underordering and no more overordering. Visit salonscale.com/DTH and use code DTH10 at checkout for 10% off. So as we continue our one-on-ones with
our coach tour
around the U.S. and now Canada soon, we have the wonderful Christy Stewart here from...
Woo! I wish there was like a scream track.
Like an applause.
Like we're in a studio audience.
Yes, that would be great. But Christy's here. She's in from Arizona. You're in Chicago. We're happy to have you.
It was Arizona hot yesterday.
Oh my God, it was 102
and
degrees.
And you were thriving. I saw a picture of you. You're like, oh, I went and sat in the sun. And I'm like, what?
You posted something about how hot it was. And I was like, it's so sad that I just really didn't get it. Because I even looked on the weather app and it said, oh, feels like 106 or whatever. I'm like, that's a cold front for us.
Cold
in front. The summer. And yeah, the humidity was ridiculous, but I just kept saying to my husband, I'm like, it's really not that bad. It's really not that bad. Like, this is actually quite nice.
And he's the one thing about Chicago that's redeeming is the wind.
It keeps things cycling.
I
ask her all the time about where she lives because, like, I'll see things that come up on TikTok or, like, Instagram of, like, living in Arizona. And it'll, like, the scorpion thing. And I messaged you right away. And you're like, oh, the scorpions are, like, lizards in Florida.
Nope.
And I was just like...
they're not. And let me tell you why they're not, because
because
they're vile.
You can't put lizards on your ear, scorpions on your
ear. Yeah, lizards, you can clip them, and they'll bite your little earlobe, and you can have lizard earrings.
Florida kid things.
That's
Florida
thing.
We caught lizards as kids in Arizona, too.
But can you link the scorpion to your earlobe?
No, we're deathly afraid of them.
Okay.
Yeah,
do they get in your house?
Oh, yeah.
Are they like the cockroach of the desert?
It depends on where you live and if you have a problem. Like, I had a problem at a house that I rented for a year.
It's like infested?
Yes. And it was
the scorpions, y'all.
My kids would shake their shoes before they put them on every day. I found
I'm going to start shaking my shoes.
They would, you know, and they run like sideways. And it's just the most unnerving thing. Some are. Yeah, they're all poisonous, but it depends on.
Is it venomous?
Yeah, you have to. Usually you can overcome it. You don't have to go to the hospital.
Okay.
It's not, but it's like
usually
terrifying. But they're just so gross, you guys.
Like you know where we're not going to go on tour?
No, you just get a cat, and then you don't have a problem.
Oh, got it. It's problem solved.
I was like,
no more scorpions for you.
So in Arizona, they solve their scorpion problem with cats, and in the hair world, we solve our problems with DTH.
Yep, exactly.
That's perfect. So how was it that you found Destroy the Hairdresser?
So not like anybody else. A friend of mine who was a student of Sid's, Rachel, had posted something. And I saw it and I was like, what's this about?
Do you remember the post?
No.
But it was something.
Rachel who?
Nixon.
Rachel!
Mm-hmm.
The only Rachel I was thinking of is Rachel Radford. So, it's like.
No, but Rachel Nixon and I have been friends through the extension world. And so I was like, what is this? And then I went to the website and I was like, ooh, this looks juicy. And because I love all this stuff so much. So.
That is unlike anybody else.
Like, I know. I was like, I never listened to the podcast. I had never seen you guys. And I don't know why, but I didn't. And it was Rachel. And so then I texted Rachel and I was like, hey, friend. So I'm thinking about this. And her answer was, trust the process.
Oh.
And anybody who knows Rachel knows that you listen when Rachel says that. So I did. And I booked a discovery call. It was supposed to be with you.
Me.
It was.
Oh.
And then, but Arizona has its own time zone because we don't do daylight savings. So that got wonked out and I ended up with Sid.
Loser. I was available.
It was meant to be.
It was meant to be. And I was like, okay. It's like, the first thing I said was, your name's really Sid Charisse?
Yep.
And she was like, yeah. And I'm like, were you named after the dancer? And she's like, hardly anybody says that. And I'm like, well, I'm a dancer, so it was kind of a big deal.
I love that.
And I saw it as a sign. And
that's cute.
I didn't know how I was going to afford it. And I just did it anyway because I needed a big old kick in the ass.
What was the reason that you were jumping into coaching?
I had been in another program 2 years prior. And so I had been out for a few years and I felt
like a coaching environment.
Yeah. And I felt very stagnant. And I knew I didn't want to get back into that type of situation again. It was not healthy. So I knew I needed to change, but I didn't know how and I didn't know what.
Did you even know the problem?
I always know the problem to me, Sid.
Yeah, that's a Pisces.
That's it's true.
Always we me. Just know it's us.
Yeah. She was playing like she didn't know the problem, and I'm like,
no, I know the problem's me. It's
no, she was.
She's like,
she was throwing things
me.
Out there, so she'd have more time. She'd get away with more
out,
before.
Wait, yeah. You're the problem.
But you knew you needed to change. And
yeah, but I didn't know what it was. Like, I knew something needed to shift and grow and change. And I knew what I was doing in my salon, because I was already a salon owner, and it was 2020. But I knew what I was doing wasn't sustainable, and it wasn't scalable. So I was like, I just don't know what to do. And then there you were.
And you had a business partner, too.
Uh-huh.
And we talk a lot about, like, couples. And so not only did you have, like, you know, a lot of our coaches open salons as students. You came in with a salon. And not only that, you came in with a salon and a business partner. So you're in coaching and you're like, okay, I have to get my partner on board. I mean, how was that?
Rough, slow. Yeah. So I just do things and then hope that she's going to jump on board.
She jumped.
She did. She pushed hardest on hourly pricing and retail. And those took the longest, which I was like, man, we're not doing this anymore. And and it worked. And once she saw with me when I went to hourly pricing, and she was like, oh.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. I see it now. I mean, she's...
And now she's charging high up there with you.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, I did that for her.
Mm-hmm. She did. She just went in and changed it.
And she said, thank you. She was like, you raised my prices on the website. And I said, yeah. Did I not tell you about that? Oh, sorry. And she goes, no, thank you. I was like, you're welcome. I know.
I love that.
I know.
That's real love.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's real love.
I would love it if she did it for me. So.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So you already had a salon and your main focus is extensions.
Yeah.
The extension world is
its own world.
It's its own world. Why? Mm-hmm. Where do you think all the problems come from in the extension world? Like, from your point of view, like, what do you see?
She's like, let me figure out how to answer this.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I'm going to channel my inner David and just vomit.
But I mean, like, just the fact that we have to be careful what we say is already the problem.
Yes.
Right?
100%. I think the problem in the extension world is primarily that everybody thinks they have to be part of a big brand in order to be successful. And
that's what retail companies did.
Exactly. And they're just doing it in the extension world. And that was why we created our own education. Me and my business partner created our own education for it, because we were like, no, I feel like extension artists really think that they have to fit inside a box, when in reality, you don't. You could do whatever you want. And it's just silly to think that you can't. Like, what's going to happen if you don't do this exactly the way they showed you? Really, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
You might find something really amazing out that works better.
It's interesting to me because, like, extensions, like, you have to do this method. You have to do it this way. It's like, can you imagine if we did bleaching like that?
I know.
Like, you have to...
Yeah.
But what's great about our industry is that you learn and then you become your own.
And you use the tools that you want to use to create the art that you create. But now what's happening is that the tools are taking over the artist.
Right.
And it's the other way around. It should be the other way around.
A lot of people that do extensions feel that hourly pricing doesn't work. Or like, I think that's an assumption. Like, oh, I'll do hourly for like everything else, but extensions, I don't. And I always find that really funny because I think hourly pricing is the easiest with extensions.
So much easier.
You're still taking time to do a service.
I tried it all the other ways. Mm-hmm. And it didn't make any sense. And honestly, when I did the math, I was losing money by not being hourly. And my clients love it. They know exactly how long I'm going to take. They know exactly how much they're going to pay. Gratuity free.
Yep, and you don't do tipping.
So no tipping.
No secret add-on.
I think once you say extras. No gratuity free, I think people are like, whatever it costs, I don't care.
It's crazy.
It like unlocks this newfound like, oh, I can spend more on what I really want as opposed to like...
I can spend more on you.
Yeah.
I just felt like such a dick expecting a 20% tip on like a $2,400 service.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
When you could just charge $3,200.
I'm just charging what it is and we're just going to be done with it. Like, yeah.
So you became a student. You made a lot of changes. What was the hardest part of coaching for you?
I would say getting uncomfortable with uncomfortable conversations.
That's the hardest part.
Yeah. Like, I didn't think any of the methods were the hardest part. I thought...
No, she would come back with a method and be like, I did it. I'm like, whoa. Yeah. Uh-oh. okay, next one.
Let's...
like, that was quick.
Having
but
to deal with people.
Confrontation and...
Yeah, yeah. Because I am a fight, but in certain instances, I'm a flight. So I was like, oh. Crap, I have to like face this head on and it's forced
you're still
me.
Facing it. Like
oh,
in,
gosh.
In all facets, you know?
So crazy. And it was so hard for me to do that, but I really needed somebody to give me a swift kick in the ass to
what
push me to do it.
Once you started confronting.
Everything got easier.
I know.
Everything got easier.
It's like 5 minutes of discomfort creates like full fulfillment for forever, you know?
Just like, oh, yeah. The way it comes off your shoulders.
And it's not what it's never what we thought. Like,
and it's something
never
stupid, like,
we...
I don't like the way you fold towels. You bitch. And then you're like, oh, I feel so much better. You know that. Yes.
What were some of the hardest conversations? Because confrontation, it's a big term, but like, for you, was it a specific type? Was it your business partner? Was it extension companies? Was it social media? Like, what was it that was really difficult?
It was business partner, my team, and even my kids. Mm.
You took it home.
Oh, yeah.
That's why these lessons are so impactful, because they just... You can't not be... You can't only be conscious of business and critical
thinking.
And then
turn it off.
And then turn it off when you go home and just be like...
Did you find, like... We asked this to all the coaches that we interviewed. Was... coaching what you thought, or was it different once you got in?
It was different.
What was the biggest difference?
It was way better than what I thought.
Well, because she came from somewhere else that it didn't really work for her. So
yeah.
Was there a part of you that was kind of like shot in the dark? Like, this probably isn't going to work either, but I'll try it.
And... Yep. Yeah. And it was so much more in depth. Like, we go way into stuff, whereas everything else I'd ever done was very surface level.
Right.
We never really got down to the root cause of what was causing this problem to begin with.
What was it? You said you had some other coaching experiences. What? Why was that so hard? Why were those other coaching experiences so bad?
They weren't very healthy. Like,
what's that mean?
Don't flight away.
I'm just trying to like word it.
She passes out. Interview's over.
I'm done. I'm gonna hermit up in my little ball. It was toxic in that it was very, you just have to do it this way. There was no critical thinking involved. It was like, well, if you want your business to succeed, you need to do A, B, C, and D.
Like, everything had a template. Like,
it wasn't even a template.
Here's what you do.
It wasn't even a template. It was just like, this is how we do things. Mm-hmm. And if you want your salon to be as successful as this salon over here, then you need to do it. And it was very competitive amongst. So it was like a group program. We were in a mastermind and we had like one-on-one stuff as well. But it was almost like you were in school, and back in the olden days, they would post the test scores outside of the classroom. Mm.
With your name?
Yes.
And with a red highlight.
Yeah.
It was like that. So you could see your numbers.
I mean, salons did
weekly
that
up against
forever.
Other people's numbers weekly.
Which is insane to me because size differences, location differences. Mm-hmm. Doesn't make any sense. Staff sizes.
See why it wasn't healthy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like it doesn't make sense. I just can't imagine. Terrible.
It was based on humiliation.
Very much so.
Using humiliation as a tactic.
Yeah. And I just felt like it was more of they wanted to put you inside the box. Mm-hmm. And you need to fit inside this box and you need to fit this mold in order for you to be successful. And I am such a contrarian. If somebody else is doing it, then I don't wanna.
Like, right.
And so I fought it.
Is that a Pisces
hard
thing?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I totally am like, no, everybody else is doing it. I'm not gonna.
You know what's funny though? You always end up doing.
Oh, yeah.
Always end up doing what?
Like, if someone's like, you should do this, Pisces are like, no. And then they're like, they secretly like it was their idea.
Eventually.
Well, they need, we need to like
time.
Get there on our own.
Yeah.
Okay. So were you nervous that coaching would be like that with us?
A little bit, but based on what I had seen, and it was all about emotional intelligence and critical thinking, and I was like, oh, yeah. And there were no contracts. Mm-hmm. That was the biggest. And my husband was just like, oh no, here we go again.
Right. There actually is a contract for students, and the contract says what you get from us.
Yes.
And also that what is, like, if you don't show up for your calls, like, we have the right to let you go as a student.
But it wasn't a contract that locked you in for a year at a ridiculously high price. And you have to show up to this many events and do this. And it wasn't.
No.
Yeah, that's what I had gotten out of. So I was like, oh, you mean if I don't want to do this anymore, I can just tell you?
Yeah.
And we can just be done?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
So, and then you never left.
And I never left. And this one
kind of makes me think of unlimited time off in salons. Yeah. Like, if you take away the
boundary,
restriction,
you know,
people stay.
Yeah, but you were like, so Christy, when are you going to be a coach?
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know, Sid. I don't know if I'm ready yet.
I really paid, especially that she did the method so quick that I was like, you need to be sharing. You're also so matter of fact of a coach. And I love that about you because it's like, duh. Like everything she said, it wasn't duh, but it was essentially there was a duh behind it.
Right.
And I was like, those moments, I know my coach has done that to me, where it was such a simple solution that I couldn't see. And it was just like, I'm like, you have to be a coach because like the industry needs a duh from you.
What was it like switching from student to coach?
It wasn't as big as a shift as I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be way bigger. But then as I got into it, I was like, oh, okay, this is so cool because I'm using everything that I learned and I'm sharing it with my students and I'm still being coached.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which was the biggest like perk of the job for me is that we're still coached. We still get you guys.
Yeah.
Did you feel like a lot of coaches we've talked to, like, I thought I was going to get hired as a coach and then I thought I was going to like see something bad behind the curtain, kind of. Like, a lot of coaches think, like
the Wizard of Oz.
They're like, they said, you know, they it was great, and then I worked for them and it was awful. And I think everyone is waiting to hear that. But I always like to ask people that question because students are curious, like, what is going on behind the scenes?
We're pretty transparent here.
I'm like,
not much. I mean, we send each other like lots of memes and jokes and we have great group chats, but like our Instagram chat is just awesome. Like, that's,
I heard there's a lot of raccoons.
We're
in
not
there.
We're
raccoons, a lot of cats, a lot of
the bosses aren't invited to that
chat.
No,
it's just the kids.
It's fine.
It's fine.
And now a word from our sponsors.
We are proud to introduce you to Hair Story. Hair Story is known for their clean and safe ingredients, but did you know that they have one of the best affiliate programs on the market? You can earn 25% on all sales when your clients use your custom Hair Story link, plus receive money on your purchases made by hairdressers you refer. For clients, they will receive 15% off their first purchase using your link. Need back bar? No problem. As a Hair Story pro, you will unlock generous back bar pricing. Ready to try New Wash for free? Visit hairstory.com/DTH to get pro access today.
So, as a coach, what's been the most rewarding process for you?
I love it when my students like get it. Like all of a sudden the light bulb goes on. They're like, oh my gosh, I finally understand what you've been telling me right. for the past 6 months. And when they get through the challenge or the hurdle or whatever it is that they're facing and they come out on the other side, that's just the most rewarding. And I was talking to Coach Kristen about it before I became a coach. And she was like, Christy, this is the most rewarding thing you will ever do.
Oh, and that's like, nice to hear.
You're the best, Kristen. She's so great. So, yeah. And I was lucky enough to know a few coaches before I got in. Mm-hmm. So I got a little bit of a little taste.
Yeah. I love that. Mm-hmm. You said your husband was afraid of this process coming into it.
I love him, by the way.
He's lovely.
The best.
What does he think now? Like, what is his?
Wait, tell us about the beginning and then
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I'd like to know the spousal journey. Because they do, they
that's
get
such a big part of it.
We need them on the podcast.
I know.
That's who we need on the podcast,
oh,
too.
A round table with spouses.
Yeah.
My husband would eat that up.
So tell us, in your words, from your point of view, like, he had a hard time with it because of your past experiences, but like, so how did it go in the beginning and to where it is now with him?
When I first started, he was just like, oh boy, here we go. Here comes another
what
one.
What now?
Christianer. Education and personal growth journey, and I'm always doing something, and he's right. Mm-hmm. So when I started telling about it, he was like, oh, well, that's really cool. And then, you know, every single thing I started to implement, he would see it and he saw me grow. And then he started to be like, well, you know, don't you think that you're being a little reactive here? And he starts using...
The spouses use that shit against you guys and hold you accountable.
Yes, he's got the terminology mm-hmm. down. He knows it all. And it's just, it's awesome.
He's like, is this going to build your vessel or uh-huh. shrink it?
I think that your vessel is growing and that's why you're upset right now.
That's like, hilarious.
And the kids too. Like I have 4 kids and they all are in on it. But now he's like, 100%. He loves it.
I truly believe our spouses could be coaches. Like, I know my wife will see something on Instagram and literally send it to me with her coached response of what she would do.
Yep.
And I'm just like, that's wild.
Josh is the same.
Yeah.
So he loves it now. We met him last night.
Yeah.
He finally met us in person. What do you think?
He loves you guys.
Okay, he better. That better be the answer.
Love him. He loves you guys.
We love him too.
And he and Joy had like really great conversation. And he's like, I was like, they're wonderful people. And I'm just really excited for you to meet them. And he was like, well, I don't want to like hone in on your territory or, you know,
I like
cramp your
spouses
style.
And the truth comes out about
oh,
you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. And he's
can't
not going to hide anything. That man will tell you all.
We also met your son, Nathan.
Mm-hmm.
And what's he think about all this? He's very opinionated. What are his thoughts with you being a coach and just the hairdresser?
He'll be 12 next week. Mm-hmm. And he's very opinionated. And he likes the fact that I'm a coach, but he also gets in on things. And his favorite thing to say is, so did David tell you to raise your prices?
He did it last night and he flipped his hair. He has long, beautiful hair.
Oh, he goes,
you better raise your prices, and flipped his hair. And I was like, okay, first of all,
you're hired.
Yeah. I mean,
he was feeling himself.
What we could do is just hire him, and that's all he says.
Yeah.
We just send him in
that's
when
such
that's
a good idea. He yeah, would like, love that.
They get a call from Nathan when they're just being ridiculous. And
you should
like,
make it a gif.
Yes.
We should.
Oh my gosh.
We should make him destroy the hairdresser gif of my son flipping his hair back saying, you need to raise your prices.
I love that.
He did ask me what it felt like to be a cult leader.
Oh, he said that?
Yeah.
Well, Nathan.
Because his mom used to be in a cult.
But then he told me that he started his own cult. So we bonded.
I hope it's conscious.
It's not. His is much more violent.
Oh.
It was only a week-long cult.
Oh, my gosh. It was so funny. Anyways, you have a really large family. How has mm-hmm. what you have learned as a coach and through coaching, like how has it kind of dissipated into your life?
How is it not? Like, oh my gosh, I have become such a different parent over the past 2 years.
What were
three
you,
years?
Like, what were you before and what are you now?
I was a little... I wasn't aware I was doing it, but my way of controlling was taking care of everyone.
Mm.
And I have 4 boys.
You're a shame.
a lot of British shame was happening. And once I figured it out, or it was pointed out by somebody rather bluntly,
who
I needed to hear from, I went, oh. And then I started to let go, and it got infinitely better. But I just didn't realize how much I was hanging on to things.
That's why we say, like, it is always your fault.
Always.
Like, I'm always responsible for everything that's happening around me in some form, and I also can change it. And, like, I think that's, people don't want to take responsibility for the things that could cause shame, too.
I mean, Taylor Swift wrote a whole song about it.
I know.
Exactly. She's spot on. But I didn't want to take responsibility for it. I did, but I didn't. And
responsibility is painful.
You know, it's really, there are some students, a lot of students that are like you that they don't, some reactivity is really loud and aggressive and you're like, oh, that's reactive, right? But then there's some that's really, it's very, it's diabolical in the sense that it's quiet and it looks like they're like taking care of people.
It looks like kindness.
It looks like kindness. And it looks like love, right? Like, but I give you whatever you want, but I take care of all your needs. It's like, that's always a hard person to coach because you have to tell them all that love and attention that you're giving them is hurting and reactive. And it's a lot of hairdressers have this. And it's hard to get them.
We do it to our clients.
Yeah, it's hard to get them to that. I'm kind of like that, like, oh, I'll just love bomb you so you'll do you'll give me everything I need. Mm-hmm. But it looks like I'm
so generous.
I'm giving. To you. Mm-hmm. What was that like to kind of,
that's taking
a hard like shift. It's hard to see it. It's hard to accept it, and then it's hard to change it. Like, what was that process like?
It's hard to see it because when you're in it, you don't see it, right? You just have tunnel vision, and I had major tunnel vision. Once I came out of it, yeah, that was hard, and it took me a minute to get there. Like, it wasn't like, oh, okay, well, David said this, so I'm just going to do this now. Oh, no, there was a lot that went into it. But once I did it, and I remember talking to you about it, and I told you, and we were like, you did it? I was like, yes.
It's because I didn't think you would, to be completely honest.
I didn't think I would
either. I told you she's sneaky. I'm like, ugh, retail, this is going to take forever. She's like, did it. Even with the pushback, it still happened so fast that I was like, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, so when I did it, and then he asked me how I felt. That was the best.
What's funny is that, I'm going to call you out, but from a loving way, we also realized that a lot of you doing things so quickly is also like...
So you don't have to feel it.
No, she wants to be perfect. So she 100%. Wants to be a good student.
And 100%.
Like, we talked about the good girl stuff. Like,
oh, yes.
And that realization that you had with it was like, that was probably my favorite coaching moment, like, of all of it. Like, when you were just like, oh, I'm a really good freaking student reactively.
Right.
You know? I love that.
I want everything
to be
perfect.
Because I'm sure you share that with your students.
Yes, and I don't want to give the answer unless I know it's correct.
Yep.
That's funny. Well, you never look stupid if you don't answer any questions you don't know the answer to.
Exactly. See? There's a reason for this.
Yeah, but I think that transformation is, that pain is why you're such a good coach. Because, like, you're like, oh, no, you all don't know what I'm doing on the back of the, you know, of the calls and things like that, which is so awesome.
You said I asked you how you felt.
After, yeah.
And how did you feel? I don't remember.
Relieved.
Yeah. Which is what you wanted this whole time.
That's exactly what I wanted. And I was surprised at how relieved I felt in the moment. And I still feel relief. I'm like,
that's
okay.
Nice. I want to feel that too.
It was a big one.
You all don't feel that. I feel relief.
What
a little different for me.
What would you tell someone who's listening to the podcast and they're like, on the fence about jumping into coaching?
I thought about this question for a while, and you're never going to grow unless you invest in yourself. And for me, that's what coaching was taking money and investing it in myself, not just my business, because I've thought, well, if I invest it in myself, then I will see all of the benefits through every aspect of my life. And I was right. I did. Mm-hmm. Like, it completely changed our business. So you're never going to grow unless you make the decision to invest in yourself. And if you're not willing to invest in yourself, then you're not ready.
Yeah.
Then you can jump into coaching and it's not going to work because you don't want to do
it. I think our program is the cheapest coaching program there is.
It's more of them out there.
All the other programs are really...
Because there's down payment. There's no right. Annual fees. There's no, you know,
maybe we should,
traveling
maybe
that
we should
you have
trap
to
everyone
do.
In a contract and make them pay.
You have to travel to these events.
Annual fees. We'd make a lot
I
more
don't
money.
Have the energy. You don't want to be in our program by
get out.
Like, I'm not going to take your money.
Contract,
I don't want it.
The freedom in the contract is not for the students. It's for us.
Yeah. I'm just like, you don't like it. You're not. Okay. Come back when you're ready. Bye.
What kind of student do you enjoy working with?
I enjoy working, you know, and I've had a little bit of everything over the past year. I do love working with salon owners, but I also love working with hairstylists who are booth renting right now or suite owners right now who want to grow and eventually create a business that's scalable. And I want to help them have some sort of plan for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
Because so many of them don't. And I'm like, you're 45. Mm-hmm. How right. much longer do you think you're going to be able to keep this up?
Yeah.
At
another
this
45
level.
Years.
Yeah, exactly. Because that's what they think.
It makes me my gut drop when you said that. it makes me nauseous.
Yeah.
So, another 45 years and we just get older and more tired. I don't know how hairdressers are doing it.
5 years is too long.
Five.
I'm breaking down. So, I don't know.
What? My last question. Well, I'm jumping back to your salon. What was it like hiring hairdressers through the destroy the hairdresser methods? Because you have a pretty big team.
Mm-hmm. Decent.
What was it like to use the methods or hire as someone who was in DTH? Was it different?
So different. And
I hear all the time from everyone that no one believes you.
No one believes you.
Like, and they think there's a catch.
They always expect they're always waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Because the offer's too good?
They just don't believe me when I say you can take time off whenever you want. And I had a stylist who was a veteran stylist, and she would ask me permission for everything.
What would you say to her?
And I said, you can do it just like I told you before. I promise it's not going to change. You can do it. Just mark yourself off, you know, take care of it. And she was like, are you sure? And I'm like, yep, I'm sure. And usually they're always so just dumbfounded.
I'd be like, if you ask me to take time off ever, I'm gonna.
Again, I don't think people. It's like the freedom's there for them, but like also as a saloner, like I don't need to know what you're doing. I don't want to manage what you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, I think the hardest part right now with the team that I have is making sure they don't work too much because they all want to work a lot, and I'm like, no, girl, you need to scale back. This
I'm a
is too much
believer. Mm-hmm. If we treat adults like adults, they'll stop acting like children.
Do you? I don't know if I believe that.
I do.
I believe that if you stop treating like adults like children, I don't know what I believe.
They have to adult. There's only one.
You know what? Maybe I agree with you, but I think what'll happen is if they can't do it, they'll show
they can't be on my team.
Exactly. So I guess that's what I guess if you treat them like adults and they can't live up to it, they'll just be gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And we do. They're always waiting for the other shoe to drop, though. Not the team that I've had for a while.
Yeah.
They get it.
What about, like, new people that come in?
None of them believe us. And they're always like, really? Are you sure? You mean I can raise my prices whenever I want? I was like, yeah. I'm happy to help you.
Right.
But it's 100% your decision. And they're always shocked. Always shocked.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And we're a commission salon, which is, it's difficult because we're in Arizona and Arizona does everything California does.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Like the little sister.
It's true. It's true. And so we have a lot of suites and a lot of booth renters and a lot of booth rent salons.
I'm telling you, I'm predicting it right now. It's already happening. But in the next.
Well, it has to cycle back.
5, 10 years, mm-hmm. It has to, there's going to be a commission frenzy.
Mm-hmm. And then commission salons will mess all that up again and we'll flip back and
it's the circle of life.
It's mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, thank you for being a great coach and for being a great student and for being a great salon owner. If you want to learn more about Christy, you can go to destroythehairdresser.com/Christy and you can see her bio, you can see her testimonials, and you can even skip the line if you want to start working with her right away.
Which I would.
Mm-hmm. Are you taking students?
I am.
Oh, great. I'm going to sign up.
Okay.
Thanks for being on the podcast.
Thank you.
next time on Destroy the Hairdresser, the podcast.
In any relationship advice, communication is the one thing.